Come join the Duvalls, Jason and Carrie, as they give you a glimpse into what it's like having a collector as your spouse. Might she have been finally bitten by the collecting bug? Will he be sleeping on the couch this week? Toy World Order presents Married to the Collection. Brought to you by Bin's Toy Bin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Married to the Collection, brought to you by Bin's Toy Bin at www.binstoybin.com or youtube.com/binstoybin. Ladies and gentlemen, we are your hosts. I am Jason Duvall. With me, as always, is my lovable, huggable, red-headed wife, Carrie Duvall.
Hi.
Guys, we are back. It's been a while since we have sat down to record. We went on a little bit of an earlier hiatus than usual, and usually when something like that happens, we try to record an episode just usually after the first of the year, just because we adventure out usually in January to see what's going on in the world, because we've been held up in the house for months. But we are here for the first new Married to the Collection for 2015.
Yeah, thought we'd just update everybody on what's been going on with us and stuff like that.
Yep, we are looking to make 2015 much better than 2014 was.
Let's hope.
It was not a good year.
Let's hope.
So we're hoping that things go a little better this year for the Duvall and the Duvall's households. For the Duvall and the Duvall's households. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god.
For us.
Yeah. We had some good times and some bad times last year, but the bad times really outweighed the good times, which really blows. But we're looking forward to this year. I think we're looking forward to changes. We both started the 21 day challenge.
It's called the 21 day fix.
Oh, 21 day fix.
Yeah, it's from Beachbody. We don't really want to call it a diet because it makes it sound like something that you're only going to do until you reach a certain point in your weight loss and then you stop. We're just trying to eat better, eat healthier, be more mindful of what we're eating.
Right. It's a change of life habits, basically.
It's a lifestyle change. Yes, so. It is. I've done this, again, I don't really like to call it a diet, but I've done the program twice before last year and had results both times, but then things always happened afterwards, and it just got to where it was just easier to go out to eat throw a frozen pizza in the oven and then to try to figure out what am I going to fix for supper. And
right.
So
what are we going
to
do?
So we're looking for... to make this year healthier for us.
Yeah. I know this past year, the past year and a half, I had pretty much gained all the weight back that I had lost a couple years ago, and it was like, ugh.
Well, we're both stress eaters.
We are.
Me more so, I think, than you. And
yeah.
You know, it's just like most people, you know, people get stressed and they turn to food. And
yeah.
I'm trying to find different ways to, handle my stress and stuff rather than stuffing my face with cookies and chocolate and that kind of stuff. So
we're trying different things, trying new things, and trying to be healthy together. And makes it easier for Carrie, because before, when she was on this diet, when she was on this plan, I wasn't. So she would be eating like these little portion meals, and here I am eating like a big plate of pizza rolls, like nom nom nom.
Yeah, it was hard, but we're doing it together, and we've done really good for the first week. So
we have.
And again, I would like us to just continue doing this for forever.
Yeah. And for those of you thinking that, well, that does that mean you can't eat what you want or eat? Well, it doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, we will on occasion go out to eat somewhere. You know, I will on occasion treat myself a Pizza Hut, you know, that kind of thing. But it's not like all the time we were eating bad stuff. We were eating bad stuff all the time.
Yeah, we were.
I mean, all the time, every day, lunch, breakfast, dinner.
It's what they've been always said for years. You just have to eat better and not eat as much. So that's really all we're trying to do. And, you don't want to deprive yourself of the things that you like. You can't order Pizza Hut pizza and sit and eat the entire thing in one sitting. So
instead of ordering a large, I'll order a medium.
Well, we would order a large pizza and breadsticks and sometimes cinnamon sticks with it or whatever, and we would eat the entire thing that night between the two of us. That's not normal.
No.
So, we're hoping this year will be better for us.
Yeah. Carrie's got the first race of the year coming up in a couple weeks.
Well, it's not really a race. It's the stair climb.
Well, it's not a race. It's not
a race necessarily, but...
It's a run up a lot of stairs.
Run. It's very hard.
Yes. But that's coming up, and we want to thank everyone that donated this year to the Fight for Air Climb and, on Carrie's behalf.
Right. I've raised $600 so far, which is more than I have in the past years.
Yeah, it's...
All the money goes to the American Lung Association.
Yeah.
And, it's something I'm going to do every year in memory of my grandma, who passed in 2012.
Yeah.
And then my dad, of course, who passed last year, both from lung cancer. So, something I'm going to sign up for every year. So, every year about this time, you'll hear me asking for donations.
Yeah.
I think the last time I checked, for all the people that had registered to do it here in Springfield, I was the number 6 fundraiser. Yeah, so that was really cool to see.
Yeah, which
so,
is pretty neat.
But there's still time to donate. I believe the stair climb is on the 8th.
On February 8th,
still 3-4 weeks or whatever. So, if you have 10 or 20 extra dollars...
Check Toy World Order. Check the actual story page for this episode of the podcast, and there will be a link down below that will take you to Carrie's page. If you feel like donating $1, $5, $10, however much, you can donate just about any amount, and it helps. It all goes to charity. So
I would love maybe to reach like $750. I think that'd be really cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
I'm by far the I've raised the most money on my team by far.
Oh, yes.
So I've signed up. I'm on a team of people through my work. I think there's like 7 of us. And so I appreciate everybody so far donating. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, every year about this time, Carrie will be asking for donations.
I'm in no way ready to climb all these stairs. Last couple months have been kind of hard around here, so I haven't had time to really... I haven't worked out since... probably the end of October, so it's gonna be grueling.
Yeah, it's not gonna be fun for Carrie.
But I'm gonna climb the stairs. I think there's, I don't remember how many totals. It's 32 floors, so it ends up being 64 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
So it's several hundred steps. I don't remember what the number is.
I know in years past it's taking you about a half an hour to do it.
No, it hasn't. It takes me about 6 minutes.
I always thought it took longer than that.
No, it takes about 6 or 7 minutes to climb them.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, between like 6 and 10 minutes usually is how long it takes me.
Last year I had time. Like last year I had time to eat like 2 Jimmy John sandwiches.
But you eat like you don't. True. You don't enjoy your food. You just shove it in your mouth.
I enjoy my food.
The first year, I think it took me like 7 minutes. Last year, it took me a little bit longer, I think. It didn't take a half an hour.
No, sorry.
Yeah. We're usually there and I'm done. But then from the time I get there and get registered and get in line and it's my turn, we're out of there and within like 20 minutes or so.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well, 2015 started out as an interesting year for Carrie and I to collect as we were kind of looking, we get bored, we sit in bed together, and some nights we'll look on the laptop we'll look on Craigslist or on AuctionZip or EstateSales.net and just kind of...
We've been holed up in the house for 2 months, and we haven't really been able to go anywhere together.
No.
Since October, and, now that we're able to do that again, kind of hard being at home some days, so I just was like, let's try to find a sale or something we can go to get out of this house for a little bit. I need to get away from everything, so we were just looking around online, and
we found this little place in Davenport, Iowa, of all places, and we were like, Davenport, Iowa, I wonder,
we're like, how far is that? We don't know. We're
like, how far is Iowa? I'm like, that weird. And it turned out to be Davenport turned out to be about 2.5 hours away, which wasn't really terrible. It was about about a half now, hour less than the drive to Chicago, which is about 3 hours. Yeah, I was
like, okay, that's okay. 3 hours or longer, I'd be like, it's got to be really great for us to go. But I'm like, that's not too far. And we kind of gone that way before to go to other places. So we knew there might be a couple places that we liked that we would stop on the way. Yeah. So I'm like, we'll make a whole day out of it or whatever. And so, yeah, we found, it was on Craigslist.
Yeah, it was on Craigslist of all places. We found this little shop in Davenport, Iowa, which we'll talk about more, but a little place called Nancy's Toys and Treasures.
She's got a Facebook page. It's not updated a lot. It sounds like it's not. She doesn't really have a computer.
A friend of hers does it. Yeah. And she did the updating and such and took pictures. And we kind of started scrolling through the pictures.
We were like,
holy crap.
My God, we are going.
Yeah, because it's basically, I mean, if anyone who's listened to the show or watched Flea Market Finds / Collection Expansion Extravaganza knows the stuff that Carrie and I collect together, the stuff that Carrie likes, then I like, that we like together. And this store had all of it.
Disney, all of it. Muppets, Get Along Gang stuff. But the pictures were so. You have to go online and look. This place was like nothing I have ever seen.
Right, and we'll get to our story. Yeah. But it was pretty cool. So we said, okay, well, Davenport's 2.5 hours. Let's make a day of it, and let's drive down, because she's closed on Sunday. So let's go on a Saturday. We don't usually have anything going on, so we went this past weekend on Saturday. Yeah.
So we called our neighbors and asked if they'd come over and check on our other dog for us while we were gone.
So we hopped into the car and made the drive to Davenport. Well, on the way, though, of course, we always were like, oh, well, it's about 2.5 hours, so we'll get there this time. And, of course, on the way, we see signs that's like, Antique Mall, next exit. And we're like, huh.
Well, we stopped at one, like, right outside of Springfield.
Right in Williamsville, Illinois, that we go to about once or twice a year.
Yeah, and we hadn't been to in a while. So I'm like, well, let's stop, because if we wait till we're on the way home, they might be closed. So.
Right.
It's a small little antique store, not too large. I think we were in and out of there in 10 minutes.
Yeah, but we've found stuff in there before. We found quite a bit of stuff in there before.
Mm-hmm.
And we wandered around and saw a few things. And, of course, me being the person I am, we would look at those things. And I'm like, I think I have those, but I'll have to check when I get home. And knowing Williamsville is only
The one thing we saw in there that was really cool was that poster.
There was a poster. There was an old travel agency poster from, I don't know who it was for, but it was for Central Florida, and it showed
Delta Airlines.
It was for Central Florida. On the bottom of it, it had this great. It was all like painted artwork. It was really nice. On the bottom, it had this family water skiing, and then above them was Cinderella Castle. It was really neat. It wasn't a Disney World piece per se.
It's a Disney SeaWorld and something else. They were
Busch Gardens, maybe.
But it was like $110.
It was $110. It was from the late 70s, early 80s. It was gorgeous, though. If you know, that's the kind of thing people have asked us before. You know, we've had people come over, and our walls are pretty bare because we, you know, Carrie doesn't like Chotsy knickknack kind of things.
We're not
big on the art scene, so we don't know what looks good where. But that would be something I would get framed, and we would hang on the wall, like in the living room, because it's a beautiful piece. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. I think it was well worth like the $110 he had on it. But again, we looked at it and we're like, ooh, that like sticker shock. You're like, oh, that's a lot of money for that. But I've never seen one before, and it was really cool. And that booth had a lot of old, like, posters and, like, paper memorabilia, ephemera and stuff, and a lot of Disney stuff that we were like, ooh. But, of course, prices were really expensive, so we were like, eh. That was kind of a cool little stop and to find that and to see it. And, of course, jumping in the car and continuing on, we drove and drove and drove and drove up through Peoria, Illinois. And, of course, as we're crossing this big bridge into Peoria, because you cross, I think it's the Mississippi.
It is.
You cross the Mississippi into Peoria. And Carrie, as we're crossing the bridge, goes, you should look and see if there's any antique stores.
Yeah, Peoria's a huge city. I'm like, why don't you Google real fast and see if there's anywhere in this city, you know?
Yeah.
See if there's somewhere here that we might want to stop.
Yeah. So, of course, I get on the phone, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, here's a big place. I'm like, well, take this next exit up here.
Well,
of course,
we had to turn around because we had
passed. Yeah, we had to go across the bridge twice. And for those of you that don't know,
oh no,
Carrie has this great little this great little habit of when we drive over a bridge, no matter what time of year it is, no matter what it's doing outside, she rolls the window down far enough to get out.
Can I explain?
Yes.
Okay. I know the chances of this happening are like slim to none. But yes. if God forbid something happened and we were to like go crash or something and like go over the bridge, I want to be able to swim out my window. Okay. Yes. So I always roll my window down enough to where I would be able to fit through it and swim out and not drown.
And not only that, but Carrie will not turn her head when she's on a bridge. She stares straight ahead.
Well,
hands at 10 and 2.
Well, because we were like in the left lane and I needed to get over in the right lane because we needed to take an exit. I said, will you look and see if it's clear? I'm not looking. Bridges scare me.
Bridges scare. It's pretty cute, though. So we got off the bridge and turned around and got back on the bridge. And she's like, oh, God.
I'm like, oh, we have to cross this thing again.
So we go back across the bridge because it was back in the back part of right before you got to the bridge. And we take the turnoffs and it's about 3 miles away. So we're like, yeah, we're kind of going out of the way, but not really. So it's okay. And we ended up at this neat little antique mall that was huge. It used to look like an old, maybe a gymnasium or something.
Something. Or, it looked like a school or, maybe a gym. What was it called? Pleasant something? Oh, crud. I should have looked it up.
Pleasant Hill
Antique Mall or something like that.
It was a very interesting. Here, I can find it real quick. Yeah. Pleasant Hill Antique Mall was the name of it. And it was 30,000 square feet and over 200 dealers. And when you think 30,000 square feet, that's a lot of footage. You're like, as soon as I read it, I'm like, oh, we're going there because that's huge. And we walked around, and it was set up very interesting because it was
very zigzaggy. Like
it was,
you go in and you look around, and then you cross into like the second part of the building, which is like a different structure.
Almost. Yeah, it's a different building altogether.
But they're connected, and I was getting turned around, and I'm like, "Thank God you're with me," because I have no idea where we are or how to get out of here.
Well, we made a joke at one point. We're like, you know, it'd be funny. We're stuck in here all night. We're like, we can't find our way out.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, Carrie's like, "Do you know where we're going? Because I have no idea where we're at, where the car's at.
Yeah.
I don't know what building this is.
I don't know where the exit is. But that was fun.
That was really fun. We found
there weren't any booths that were just toys. Those were fun to find. We didn't, there wasn't any of those.
There wasn't. We did find a few booths here and there that had some stuff.
Where we bought the color forms.
We stumbled across a Mickey Mouse America 1776 celebration color form that came out in 1976 to celebrate the centennial or the bicentennial, I guess. We found that, of course. We're like, oh well, it's $10. Let's look at it.
It was all there.
It was all there, including all the color forms used to come with these little idea booklets, and that was even in there. So it was like, when Carrie's like, oh, we're buying this. So we grabbed that and walked around some more and found a couple things. We found some little PVC characters and little Happy Meal bags and stuff that we found that we were like, oh, we don't have this stuff. So I think it was some Kool-Aid Man figures and
Little Simpsons
from, we think, Kentucky Fried Chicken. And then a bunch of like Little Mermaid stuff, some of which I had, but there was a bunch of stuff in there that I didn't. So we bought those and then a record, this cute little collectible record that they would have sold at Disneyland when the Main Street Electrical Parade opened. It was this little record that on, you know, both sides is the music from the parade. And it was this really tiny record, and we've seen one before. And I think it was like they wanted, when we saw it, we're like, oh, that's neat. And then we looked, and it was like $35, and we were like, ugh. And this one was only
$5.
So I was like, oh, we're buying that. But it was nice. We were there for a while. We spent almost maybe 40 minutes in there or so.
Well, it didn't help. There was a guy working in there, just kind of tucked away in a corner, and his dog was with him, a Labrador Retriever.
Yes.
They were sitting at a desk. The guy was on one side and the dog was on the other side, sitting in like an office chair, just like a little person just working. It was adorable. So
it was
of course
cute.
We had to stop and pet the dog for 10 minutes.
He had
and
his
talk
head,
to the
head all cocked back, like watching us.
Yeah.
It was pretty cute. Just beautiful black lab though. Yeah. He was a gorgeous dog.
We stopped and, you know, of course we had to pet him and talk to the guy. And so.
Yep. That was fun. It was a fun place. Pleasant Hill Antique Mall. Anyone that's in the area and heads towards, anywhere near Peoria, Illinois, which is a really, really big city. Pleasant Hill Antique Mall. So it really was a great place to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we jump back in the car. Peoria from us is about an hour. So at that point, we were about an hour into our trip, maybe a little more than an hour. We still had about a little over an hour to go. And the drive from Peoria to Moline, which then leads him into Davenport, really did feel like over an hour. We were just like,
First, we were like, well, we're not making any more stops. Let's get there. But there really wasn't anywhere else to stop anyways.
No, we saw one other sign for an antique mall. We were like, oh.
Yeah. Well, but it was for Galesburg. And we were like.
Oh, we've been to Galesburg. Yeah.
We had a 5-minute discussion on whether or not we've been to that one before. Yes. And we think we have. I keep saying we need to write some of this stuff down. Like when we go somewhere, like if it's good, what we found. So next time we're not
like. Right before you did the Beast Mode challenge.
No, the Warrior Dash.
Or the Warrior Dash this past year. And I think we talked about it on the show. When we did that show, we talked about the Galesburg Antique Mall. It was kind of a neat antique mall. We found some stuff in Galesburg. That's where we found Alvin the Chipmunks, the Alvin in the Box. And that booth had a booth that was nothing but toys. Yeah.
Well, then maybe we should have stopped there again.
Yeah, we should have.
We had decided not to stop anymore because we needed to get where we were going.
Because it was almost like.
It was like 1 o'clock, you know.
And they, you know, Nancy was open till 2 or till 5, so it's like we need to get going. But we continued on. We got into Davenport, of course, someplace we'd never been, so we're like, we don't know where we're going. We found the place pretty easy. It was pretty easy to find. It was
She was kind of situated in like a downtown kind of area, like a historic area that
was
shops.
It was pretty easy to find. And basically, her little store is it's two little rooms, and that doesn't sound like she doesn't have a lot. It's two little rooms, and it is crammed full. I mean, there's stuff stacked on the floor to the point where you have to dig through to find it.
The problem I had with it was it was hard to dig because there wasn't room to actually sit down and like move stuff out of the way and like make piles and stuff.
It wasn't ample room to really maneuver things to. To kind of dig to find what you're looking for.
So we walked in and we're like, oh my god,
we're overwhelmed. It's you walk in and it's sensory overload because it's like I don't know where to
we knew
where to start.
There were a couple things we saw in the pictures that we knew we wanted to look for or ask her if she still had them. And of course she got up and came and greeted us and asked and how are you know? And we told her that we saw her, found her online.
Online
and said we looked at the pictures and we immediately asked her for the Get Along Gang dolls because we didn't see them.
Yeah, she had two stuffed. We had seen in the pictures, and I'm actually kind of flipping through the pictures as we're talking. We had seen a picture that had two of the vintage Get Along Gang stuffed animals, and they originally came with not only wearing shoes but they also had. Skates on. They had like little removable skates, and we had found a Monty Moose that didn't have his shoes or his skates, but these were complete.
That we already had,
yeah. But these were complete, and I was like, "Oh my god, I want those!" Yeah. You know, I we never see those with skates.
It was cool because she knew immediately where they were, and they were like. Pile underneath a bunch of other stuffed animals, so she knew right where to go. Yeah, we would have never found them.
No, she knew right where to dig, how far down to dig. Yeah. She found them immediately. She pulled them out of there, and that was cool. And then there was a couple people that came in and out while we were there, and it gets a tiny little place like that. It gets crowded. It was
There's not a lot of room to move around. Not a lot of room to dig around.
No, there's not.
But I, at one point, asked her, you know, where did you get all the stuff? Because I'm like, what in the world? And she said she just goes out and finds it. And I'm like, we go out too, but we don't find the stuff.
No.
And later on in our visit, I joked to her. I said, well, we'll just let you go out.
Yeah.
Find the cool stuff. Well, and then we'll come to your store and just buy it from you.
We'll come to you once a year and we'll buy a bunch of stuff from you. She did have a lot of cool stuff, though. I mean, a lot of cool stuff. And it was pretty cool to like I said, it was sensory overload, and you start kind of digging through where you can
We just kept making piles of stuff, and at one point I was like, well, we need to stop and see, like, where we're at money-wise, because I have no idea.
Yeah, we're like...
Everything was reasonably priced, we thought.
It was, yeah, I thought so. I mean, the most expensive things we bought were the Get-Along Gang figures.
They were $15 a piece,
which I thought was fair, because, again, you never find those... in that shape. Right. You never find those with skates. Right. So I thought, well, $15 is fair. That's...
And then everything else we bought was between like $2 and $4, I think. Right. Except for the Theodore. I think he was $8.
Yes, he was $8.
So
she sits down and she adds it all up, and we get a total, and Carrie and I kind of look at each other like, oh.
A little more than we wanted to spend. Well, first off, I knew I should have told you before we left, because I had this thought in my mind that it's a small store.
Right.
Just, it's almost like she's just renting these little rooms to sell her stuff almost. It's, yeah, like, you know. And a part of me was wondering, does she have any way to take credit cards or debit cards?
Right.
Well, as soon as we walked in, I went and asked her. Nope, cash or check only. Yep. Well, the problem was that the night before I had my checkbook out, paying bills. And never put it back in my purse.
Right. So it was here. It was in Springfield.
And we didn't have enough cash on us because we'd spent half of our money on our way there.
Because we'd made stops.
So luckily there's a bank down a block away and you went and got money.
Yeah, but, yeah. I walked down to
so
the bank.
So anybody that's thinking about going, it's cash or check only.
Yes.
But there is a bank nearby.
Yeah, and she does have, like we talked about, she does have a lot of different items, you know, Disney and
she strawberry says shortcake that she tries and My to buy Little Pony all that stuff when she sees it because, yeah. She says usually when she's out and about, other people aren't looking for that stuff. So.
Right. Yeah, she had action figures. She had
My Little Pony stuff, Little Pony. Care Bears. Yeah.
She had books.
She had a ton of Garfield and Snoopy stuff.
I mean, there was a really good selection of
everything that we love.
Yeah. Tons of Little Mermaid stuff, tons of Goofy stuff.
Lots and lots of Happy Meal stuff.
Oh, yeah, lots of Happy Meal stuff. Stuff that we didn't have, but in order to get it, we'd have to buy the whole bag that had stuff in it that we had. So yeah, it was like,
We were able to pick up a couple of the 100 Years of Magic.
Yeah, she had a whole, like, big old bucket of 100 Years of Magic, and it had... We have a list that we've been going on that has, you know, they made 100 toys for that celebration, that Happy Meal. And they were hard to find, all 100. They were really hard to find.
Well, we've talked before. We could probably go online and just buy the whole set on eBay, but that's right. That's not fun.
So we've slowly been hunting them down and marking them off as we find them. And
I won't buy them if they're more than like $1 or $2. If $1, $2 a piece, maybe $2 a piece. But I prefer a quarter, 50 cents, or a dollar.
Yeah. So we, at first, Carrie was like, I don't want to dig through there. And I'm like, no, we're here. Let's dig through it because you never know. And on this list that we have, there's a column that we didn't have any from. Like, we had...
Well, apparently, I guess from the sheet that we have says, like, lot A, and then there's, like, 10.
Right.
Lot B, 10 listed. So I'm assuming they came out in, like, different...
Yeah.
Like, each month they had different... I don't know how... I don't really know how that promotion worked.
It was, like, each week there was, like...
Okay.
Yeah, they had,
well,
like...
Well, the last lot F, I believe, is the A, B, C, D. I don't know what letter it is.
Right.
Yeah, we hardly had found any of them, so it must have been the last group that came out.
Yeah.
And we only had, like, two marked off on it. Well, she had a bunch of them in there that we didn't have. So we were able to... I think we bought 4.
She had, like, Mary Poppins, and so I didn't have Sebastian.
Of all things, yeah.
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 Well, I still don't have an Ariel from that set. That was something that I think we've talked about before, is that the last several years we've been collecting those, never seen an Ariel.
No.
I don't have an Ariel from that set. Which is really weird for me, because I should have that Ariel, and I don't. But yeah, we dug through there, and I think we picked out like 5 or 6, maybe, so...
No, I think we only got like 3 or 4, because they were $1 a piece.
Yeah.
I think we got 3 or 4 of them, so...
It was a very interesting trip, though.
We will definitely go back.
Oh, yes. No, I mean, it's not a bad drive, either, at least from us, from Springfield. You know, being 2.5 hours, it's not a terrible drive. It's pretty much all highway there.
It was worth it.
It was very worth it. It was very, very much worth it. And I got really excited, too, because in one of the pictures, she had one of the stuffed gummy bears that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
But we get there, and it turns out Fisher-Price made one, which are the ones that I've been buying. And then also Applause did a line of stuffed animals, of the gummy bears, around the same time, I guess. And the gummy bear that was there was from Applause. And I was like, oh, that's not the same company. That sucks. I was really excited about that. And we didn't get it because it wasn't the right brand.
But yeah.
We found some other gummy bear stuff that was kind of cool. Like she had one of... we had bought... A couple weeks ago, we had bought the... a Fisher Price guide, And just because we were in an antique store and it had some cool stuff in it.
Right. Yeah, because, well, I guess we haven't talked about that either. We went out a couple weeks before this.
Right.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah. But we had this Fisher-Price book, and looking through it, I found all this gummy bear stuff that Fisher-Price made. I'm like, I didn't know they made these. And they made these little, they almost look like little beanbag characters, but they've got bouncy balls on their butts, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you would throw them down and you'd bounce them and they'd
this
bounce.
This one doesn't bounce.
This one don't bounce very good because the rubber is, rubber's...
Not that we're going to play with it anyways,
yeah.
But...
But we found a little zummy gummy of that, and a little posable gummy bear, which those are really hard to find. We've seen Cubby Gummy, which is the little kid one. But we found Gruffy Gummy, which I was looking up prices earlier today just for the fun of it, because we also found out they made like a little vehicle those little posable figures can sit in. So I was kind of doing some research on eBay earlier, like just looking up sold prices and stuff. And those posable figures, even loose, are like $30 or $40 a pop.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're hard to find.
What? I think we only paid $2 or $3 for that one, didn't we?
I think we paid $5 for him, maybe.
Well, then she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
She knew it wasn't just $1 or $2 figure then.
So it wasn't. It was a good find though.
Well, and she knew what all the stuff was.
Oh yeah, she said she had a daughter. She grew up in the daughter that grew up in the '80s, and she knew all these brands. She knew everything.
She knew exactly what some of their names were. And I mean, she knew what she was talking about.
It was pretty cool. She was a wonderful lady to talk to.
She said she she tries to price things fairly because she doesn't want to keep the product forever and ever. She doesn't like to price it too high. She wants to make money on it, but she wants to be fair. And I told her that we were happy with it.
Yeah, she was more than fair on our prices. So that was a fun little trip to Davenport. We kind of did some exploring, but not a whole lot. Because by the time we got out of there, it was like almost 3, and,
I was ready to go home. I was exhausted. But you're like, what else is in this town? So we're sitting in the car.
Yeah.
And you found an antique mall that we drove to.
It was only like 2 blocks away, or 3 blocks
and
away.
It was closed.
Yeah, it was closed. Like not like closed for the day, like closed.
Closed down. We're like, okay. And then you're like, all right. And I was like, well, okay. Why don't we look and see if there's any Goodwills? Because the Goodwills in Springfield, the toy selection is terrible.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing all these people on the fan page, Goodwill haul.
Yeah, yeah.
Thrift
yeah.
store haul. And I'm like, we have not had any luck at Goodwill.
Yeah, like William Edo's and Brett's Grotto. Yeah, they keep finding amazing stuff.
So I'm like, look on your phone and see if there's a Goodwill nearby. Oh, there's one like around the corner. Yeah, no. It was no longer there.
Yeah,
so
like,
I don't know.
That wasn't there anymore. I don't know what was going on in Davenport. We ended up finding a Goodwill. We ended up stopping at this little shop though before we hit the Goodwill.
To look. It was called like Little Flower Treasure Shop or something like that.
It was
we didn't know. And it wouldn't have mattered if we didn't. We would have went in anyways, but it was like a shop. I'm guessing all the money they make goes towards like non-abortion. Like they were very much like
you walk. Yeah, we were walking through from one part of the building into the other to look at like their toys and stuff, and you pass this like this huge billboard, and there's this video playing, and we're like,
all these pamphlets about give your baby life and stuff, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, well that's fine. We'll just keep looking around.
That's all right. We'll keep looking. It's cool.
We found one thing in there right as we were getting ready to leave,
and I was so
excited.
Carrie was so excited, she gasped and stopped and made me stand up and turn me, and it was a little...
Well, you were facing me, and I could see it behind you, so I like turned your body around, and I was like, look!
In the parks, the Disney parks, and we've seen them in the parks before, but they sell... It's what amounts to a baseball cap, but in the back of it is very much like a ball cap.
Yeah.
And then the front of it is actually is the head of one of the characters. And this one just happened to be Goofy.
Uh-huh.
And Carrie was like, can I get it?
Well, I was like, how much is it? And he was $5, so I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he's seen a little action.
Has he?
He's not in the greatest shape, but...
It's Goofy.
I mean, he's $5. And he was really neat. So I was like, and she was like, can I have this? I'm like, sure.
Yeah, he was cute. That was the only thing we bought in there.
Yeah, that was the only thing we saw that was like, yeah, that's cool. They had a vintage room that was kind of neat to look in, but they had the Fisher-Price Sesame Street playset, and we had just seen one at one of the antique malls, and some of the figures, and we were like, oh well, there's that Fisher-Price playset, and it had a bunch of the figures, a bunch of the pieces, and so I pulled it down to look, and I'm looking for a price, and Carrie's like, well, how much? And I'm like, oh, and I put it back, and
$70.
I'm like, yeah, it was $75. I'm like, yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. Like, that's $25 less than what we just spent.
Yeah, I guess place. We should. Yeah, we spent $97 at the Nancy's.
Which was kind of...
I think we made it worth her while to open that day.
Yes, I think so. Yes, we did make it worth her while. But a couple weeks ago, we journeyed out into Alton, Illinois. At the December Toyman Show, my dealer friend Mark, who sets up at Toyman, I had been kind of perusing. He usually sets up on both sides of an aisle, and I was perusing the other side where his wife and his son sit with the other stuff. And I was looking, and she had like a stack of Teddy Ruxpin books, and I'm kind of flipping through them. And
we're talking, Toyman or Chicago?
Toyman. So I'm flipping through them, and she's like, oh, she's like, do you need any of those? I'm like, I've got all these. I'm like, you know, I just like to look to see the books because I know some that I don't have because I know them by look. And we got to talking, and she's like, are you looking for Teddy Ruxpin stuff? I'm like, I have it all, basically. I'm like, I have all the talking toys and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, we got this really cool Teddy Ruxpin thing in our basement at home. And she's like, she called Mark over, and she's like, we still have that Teddy Ruxpin thing? And he's like, that displayer? And my eyes lit up, and I'm like, I stopped him. I was like, whoa, hold on. I'm like, is it Teddy and Grubby? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, are they sitting in what looks like an airship? Like a just big plastic
like a boat.
He's like, yeah, actually they are. And I was like, I was like, how much? How much? He's like, well, it's really dirty, and I don't think about it. I'm like, I don't care how much. I'm like, I will fix it and clean it up. How much?
Yeah.
And he was like, $50. I'm like, sold.
Well, here. You told him to send. Didn't you tell him to send you pictures?
I told him, I was like, send me the pictures. I'm like, here's my business card. I had his. I'm like, I will text you tonight. Send me some pictures. The following, not Sunday night, but the following day on Monday. That following Monday, he sent me pictures, and I looked at it. I'm like, okay, well, it's missing. There was a backdrop that went to it, which isn't that important to me. I'm okay with not having this big backdrop because it just had like, you know, it had sales information on there like, mm-hmm. you know, join Teddy and Grubby and the Adventures, blah, 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 and the logo. And I'm like, I don't need that. I just wanted the airship. And it was missing the balloon and the pole and the ropes, which I'm like, okay, well, the pole and the ropes, I can go to a hardware store and buy because they literally were just a pole and ropes. They weren't anything special. Like, the balloon, I know I could get from my friend Dr. Betty, who has been fixing talking toys for the last couple decades, and she had stacks of those balloons at one time because she bought out the World's of Wonder warehouse, part of it. So she had all these, like, never-used, mint balloons from that displayer. So I'm like, okay, I know where I can get a balloon. I'm like, sold. I'm like, we'll come get it. I was like, this day.
Right, and then it turned out that he sets up at a flea market.
Yes.
Near his town.
Yes.
So we thought, well, we'll go to his house,
get the displayer,
and then we'll go hit up this flea market, which turned out we've actually been to before.
Yes, we have been to it before.
So we knew where we were going. I don't know if he was set up there the other times we'd been, and we just didn't know him.
He'd been set up there for years, but he had... he was set up in the main building, finally in the main building, but before he had been set up in one of the outside buildings, and the humidity and everything was just wrecking, like, all of his stock, and it was ruining a lot of stuff. So, but we go and get this displayer, and you know, I we go and pick it up, and it's...
Well, it's funny, because I'm sitting in the car, just waiting, and then I see the garage door open.
Right.
And I could see inside the garage, and I'm like, oh, I'm never going to get him out of here.
Yeah.
Because you're going to want to, like, his son was home.
Yeah.
Because he was set up at the flea market. His son was home. So you dealt with him. But I'm like, oh, Lord have mercy. He's going to want to ask if he can go through all this stuff. And
there was a lot of stuff. And it's funny, too, because, you know, we eventually met up with Mark at the flea market. But I'm jumping ahead a little bit. But we had been talking to him. And I guess his son earlier that day was like, well, you know, he's because Mark was like, well, he's got to come in and get it downstairs. Just he'll have just carried out the garage, and he's like, "Well, what if he looks around?" And Mark's like, "That's fine." He's like, "Well, what if he wants to buy something?" And Mark's like, "Sell it to him." I'm like, "If you have questions, call me." He's like, "If he wants to buy something, let him buy it."
Yeah.
And I looked around and I saw some stuff, which they actually brought to the January Toyman Show, which just happened. That they had a whole bunch of stuff, but so I carried that out, put it in the car. We said our farewells. Carrie, of course. Sighed heavily
and rolled my eyes a few times. I'm like, ugh. But well, then part of me is relieved that you finally have that thing.
Yes.
And you didn't pay an exorbitant amount of money for it. So
I don't think so. Well, the
now funny... I can't wait to find out what your next big thing is that you want.
The funny part of the whole story is when we had come home from that toy man, that night I told you, hey,
well, we were walking the dogs.
Yes.
And
I had told you, I'm like, hey, this dealer buddy of mine has this displayer.
You said, that's not even what you said. Like, you were like, so I was talking to this lady. She had a bunch of Teddy Ruxpin stuff. And then all of a sudden her husband comes over and I go, oh my God. I knew exactly. Yeah. I don't know why, but I knew.
Well, and you turn around and grab me. You're like, whatever it is, no.
And but I'm then like, you were like, no, I did not.
Yes,
I don't,
you did.
I think I was trying to talk to
you. Comically, you were like, oh, whatever it is, no.
Yeah. But then I was like, well, how much does he want for it?
Yep.
And you told me, and I said, you better buy that thing.
Yeah.
You better buy that thing.
You were saying the same thing to me that Dave was. Dave was like, well, did you seal the deal? Did you give him the money? I'm like, no. I'm like, he's like, would you just buy the stupid thing?
I know.
Shut up about it.
Well, you did the right thing, though. You don't ever pay somebody for something that you haven't actually seen.
And I mean,
Mark, not that we don't trust him.
Right.
But,
no, and I've known Mark for a long time going to Toy Man. So, I trust Mark. And
right.
I didn't think he would rip me off ever. But, yeah, I mean, it was like one of those things where it's like, well, I want to see pictures first before I decide to buy it. Because if it's in too rough of shape, then I hate to say it, but I'm going to pass on it. Because if it's just too beat up.
And then me and Dave would beat you up.
Yeah. Luckily, it wasn't. We picked it up, put it in the back of the car, Carrie sighed heavily, and we journeyed on to Mark's flea market where we poked around, and he has this great booth.
I think that was the Route 66 flea market?
Yes, I think that's what it's called.
I don't know
Granite City.
Yes.
Granite City. He's got a great booth set up inside there.
Oh, my God.
We're digging around looking.
No, we turn the corner, and he's the first one around the corner, and I immediately see a tote full of Muppets.
Muppets, Rainbow Bright.
Saw was Muppets, and I was like, "Oh my God!" And I'm digging. I'm like, "We don't have any of this stuff."
It was great. It was all like '70s Fisher Price stuff. The animal hand puppet was in there. The Fisher Price stuff Scooter was in there. And of course, we're pulling stuff out.
I wanted the whole tote.
Yeah,
I wanted to buy the whole tote from.
And I'm looking at Mark. I'm like, "Well, how much? You know, how much for the animal puppet?" And he's like, "For you, he's like $10." I'm like. Sold.
Uh-huh.
Because we'd been looking for that puppet for a long time and never been able to find him under like $20.
Yeah.
And the scooter, I was like, well, how much for a scooter? He's like, $5. I'm like, sold.
Yeah.
So we're like making a stack on his counter of stuff. We're digging through this stuffed animal.
There was a lot more. He had that Count Chocula.
It was just the Count.
Count Chocula. That's a cereal.
And it was a hand puppet. It was just a little, like, a little bitty hand puppet with arms. You know, you can move the head. Yeah. And...
apparently
it's really rare. And I think he wanted $20 for it. And we were like, it's like, not right now. I kind of regret not getting it because...
Well, he might still end up having it.
Yeah, he may. But he had a lot of stuff in his booth, though. We looked through his booth and found a lot of cool stuff. I saw a lot of cool stuff in there.
Yeah.
We stood there and talked to him for a while, and we paid for our wares and journeyed home and got it all home. And, of course, you know, we get everything up. I took pictures of everything like I always do when we get hauls. On my Instagram, on my Twitter at Puppet Duvall. So I took pictures of everything, and then as soon as we did that, Carrie came in and sat down to like watch TV and kind of relax. And I immediately took the airship displayer, set it on the kitchen island, and proceeded to take it apart because it was disgusting.
It was filthy. Really dirty.
It had been sitting in a basement. Who knows what it had been before that? I could see that the base. That they sit on as cardboard, and it had been at one point water damaged pretty badly, so it was all warped and weird. So I worked on kind of straightening out that cardboard the best I could, and taking it apart, and you know, unplugging the plugs from the motherboard, and found out that there were a couple pieces missing. There, the top of the fuse cap that holds the fuse in, because the panel it plugs in, it's a 9-volt plug, and then there's a 2-volt fuse that goes in I don't know how it all works exactly, but that was missing and I didn't have a plug for it that worked. So I'm like, okay, well, I got to find a fuse. I got to find a plug. I ended up finding that stuff, but,
your balloon from Dr. Betty.
Yeah. I took Grubby and Teddy apart, washed them cause they were filthy. I ended up going through 2.5 paper towel rolls and like 5 magic erasers to clean that thing, to clean it top to bottom. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was scrubbed. It was, and it cleaned up really nice. But it's...
You haven't had a lot of time to work on it.
I haven't, really.
Recently.
I haven't recently. I've been waiting on some parts, and once I got a plug for it and got the little fuse in the top, come to find out the motherboard's fried on it. It's not powering up. It doesn't want to do... Like, I can't get the tape player to work. I can't get the lights to work. So...
Yeah.
I'll continue to work on it, like, down the line. You know, I'll find some... I've got some contacts, like Dr. Better. She has parts for that displayer, tons of parts for it.
Never had the actual display?
Oh, she's had them, plenty. But she buys them every time she finds them, whether they're broken or not, and pulls the parts off if they're good and keeps them. Got a motherboard. I know she's got a tape player.
I'm assuming she
sells them for more than $50. Yeah, but no, not really, because I think I paid for the blue, and I paid $16. She shipped me the little panel that I needed for free.
Well, what I'm asking you is, why have you never tried to buy one of these off of her?
Because big.
Where's she from?
Dr. Betty is in...
So she'd have to ship it to
Tennessee
you.
Or something like that?
Well, that's not too terribly many states
over. No, but that display, once it's all broken down, is so big and so heavy.
Yeah, okay.
That, you know, when I was going to buy it originally, when Dave bought all those toys off me, and I had like $600 in my hand and was going to buy it from that guy...
I'm so glad you didn't do that.
I think it was 500, but he wanted 500 bucks for it. But he repaired them. Like, he was the guy
you would have got it, and it would have been ready to play as soon as you got it out of the box.
So it was, he had $500 for the one he was selling, and it was going to be $100 to ship it. I mean, that's how big it was. That was like ground shipment. It was $100.
Right.
So, and of course that fell through, as well as the other two times.
But aren't you glad now?
No, again, I am. I'm very
patience.
Glad. Oh, yeah. Patience. We've always said on this show and on the other shows we do that patience and persistence pays
off. Eventually, what you're looking... Just like the animal puppet. Eventually, it'll come up at a better price than what you wanted.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So...
A lot of patience and persistence. I mean, it just like outweighing everything. And it finally...
I'm glad you didn't spend $600. I probably would have had to... I don't know what I would have
done. At the time, though, you were okay with it because you were like, it's your stuff. You do what you want.
But the fact that you had to sell a bunch of your toys to buy this one toy was kind of like, you know, frustrating.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of crappy, but it was worth it at the time, and it ended up being worth it in the long run, I think, you know. That kind of
got
me.
This one for $50 that you know you have to pay a little bit to fix it up
but gives you
a project to work on.
Oh, I know, and I've got another from our dealer buddy Matt. He brought me we had talked at the December show. He had had a full set of these, like, Playmates did a line in the late 90s for an animated Flash Gordon series they did, and he had the whole line, the vehicles, the little throne playset, like all the figures, everything on card. And he had all of it, and he wanted 50 bucks for it at the time, and I was like, I don't know. And he had it, and finally I was like, at the December show, I was like, hey, do I have anything? I got a dog.
Sorry, our dog Dash just jumped up on the couch and is,
thank you,
slobbering Jason with kisses.
So I was like, hey, do I have anything on the table that you would want to trade for that Flash Gordon stuff? I was like, not that I don't want to give you money for it, but if I've got something, if we can help each other out, then awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he wasn't going to keep it, and he hadn't been able to sell it. And he was like, well, I know you want it. So he's like, I don't. He's like, but you still fix Teddy Ruxpins. And I was like, goodness, Dash. I was like, I do, actually. And he's like, well, come to the January show. I'll bring the Flash Gordon stuff, and I'll bring you a Teddy Ruxpin. Can you get him working again? I'm like, sure, as long as the motherboard's not fried. He's like,
right.
You know what? He's like, even if you don't get it working, just you trying to repair it, that's have the Flash Gordon stuff payment enough. So, you know, just this last show of Toy Man that just happened, Dave and I made a journey down there, and he brought the Teddy and the Flash Gordon stuff, and I brought it all home, and I'll bust Teddy open in the next couple days and wash his fur for him and get him all nice and clean and... getting back to work in pristine order, because
hopefully,
I won't be able to. I think it'll be all right. Goodness, buddy, he's lovable, kissing puppy dog. Is it because Jason's talking on the microphone? Yeah, but it's been a 2014 has been a rough year, and so far 2015 has been
okay,
it's been hard, but it's been
We're slowly feeling normal again, kind of. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of. It's not going to be the same around here for a while.
No,
but.
It's not. We're working on it though. We got one little puppy dog here still to take care of, and he's being spoiled rotten.
Yeah,
he's
he is.
A little butthole. But, 2015, we got a lot of stuff planned for Thank you. We got a lot of stuff planned for the site this year. You know, we've been doing a lot of stuff. We've been doing a lot of,
We're going to try to actually do some of the new shows that we've been talking about forever.
Yeah, I mean, John from Ben's Toy Bin had given us some ideas that he was like, why don't you guys do something like this? And I was like, can I steal those ideas? Because I will. And, gratefully was like, yeah, absolutely. He's like, take them. He's like, yeah. Take them and do them. So Carrie and I have two new shows that we're going to work on doing this year, as well as, of course, more collection expansion episodes in the future.
Eventually.
I think I still have like 5 or 6 to edit that'll last for a little while. I've kind of spaced them out a bit. They don't happen as often because at one point they were every week, and now I've kind of spaced them out right.
Well, I told you it might be a few months before I'm able to film some of those without... getting sad about the dog.
Right.
So
we...
Our little co-host.
Yeah, our little co-host. But we've got some new ideas for some shows. Carrie and I do. Dave and I are working on a vintage toy review show that we've talked about a lot in the past.
Oh, my God. Just do it.
Well, it's... We're finally getting things ironed out the way we want things to work. So it's finally coming closer to fruition. Filming Dave Draper's collection.
Finally, good Lord!
In multiple parts because I can't.
But you'd have to fill. You're gonna have to do one of those every year because his stuff changes.
Oh, Dave's
so
collection
much.
Changes more than Danny and I's. I mean, Danny was over here. We're not over here, but Danny was talking to Dave and I. I don't
know. Well, yours changes quite a bit too. Maybe not the stuff you have, but the way you have it arranged.
Right. And I just brought a bunch of brought a bunch of stuff home that I'm like, I gotta find homes for this, so I gotta change stuff around again. Which is cool for me because I've always, like I've told Carrie, it irritates her that I change things up so often. I went to Boston for some reason. So often down there, but it
the only reason it irritates me is because you're taking down shelves, putting up new shelves, and it's like it's just a lot of.
But it relaxes me, and it's really weird.
Works.
It really
whatever works.
It's kind of like my Zen space. I start rearranging toys and putting stuff up, and it makes enjoy it.
That's
so
fine.
There'll be another long process of me like moving things around and rearranging things here. Probably the next week or so. Probably this week, maybe a couple nights this week. I'll hang out down there after work and just maneuver things around and play around for a few hours and.
Well, you haven't been able to actually go down there for longer than a few minutes for a while,
True.
Because of everything that was going on, and so now we're able. Our dog Dash is so much more like
he's laid back.
He's more laid back and just like leave me alone.
He doesn't like he doesn't want all the attention. He's very much a loner. I mean, he's slept with us every night now for. He used to sleep up there, and then he'd jump down and sleep under the bed or sleep by himself somewhere. But
or get in his little bed on the floor or something. But he's more just kind of like he'll just curl up and just, be by himself, and he's okay with us going downstairs without him.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you'll go downstairs. If we both go downstairs, if you wait 5 minutes, you'll hear woof.
Yeah,
and then chuck it down the stairs. And you're
but
like,
he's so funny because he climbs down the stairs, and I don't know if he loses his momentum or what happens, but he never can make it all the way down. He stops at like two or three steps up.
He stops two
and just lays down.
And he's just like, aw.
So
we always have to go get him and pick him up, bring him down the last two stairs. And,
but it'll be a lot easier to go down there and get some stuff done now. And like I said, I'm not able to go down there and actually do anything right now because. Sad.
Yeah, it's been a rough time at the Duvall household. So
I know some people listening also went through this,
right.
This past year. So
yeah,
what we're going through.
Yeah, but again, we've said 2015 is.
Oh, please, Lord, do not. Please, nobody else.
Yes.
I don't. My heart cannot take another loss right
now.
No. Can I just go 1 year without? A family member or friend or animal getting sick and,
Because the redhead has just been devastated.
Good Lord, my heart cannot take anymore. Yeah. So, everyone, please, healthy, safe year.
Yes, Please do. And that, gang, will wrap up this little New Year's episode of Married to the Collection, which I'm sure our sponsors, Ben's Toy Ben, will be very happy to hear. God bless you, John and Ben. I mean,
good
really,
God
bless
the best
you guys.
People.
We
talked that we do want to try to go to the My Little Pony.
We are there. There's a My Little Pony convention in April, I think, March or April. I don't know if it's My Little Pony Fair or
what it's called.
Yeah, let me.
In Chicago?
It's in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's in March.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
It might be.
Well, whenever it is.
Yeah.
We're thinking of going and meeting up and.
Yeah, because they're going to it, so we're looking to go there and actually meet John and Ben together. My Little Pony Fair. Oh, it's in June.
Oh, okay. Well,
My Little Pony
so
Fair.
So neither
in June.
Of the months we
no,
said.
Neither one of them. June 27th, 28th in Chicago, Illinois. So we're June. Of course, summer in Chicago is wonderful, and
yeah,
we'll go.
Well,
up
June
there.
Will be perfect, and we'll be like, hopefully not like stupid hot.
Right.
But you never know around here.
You never
the weather
know. Not
here,
the Midwest.
So.
It'll be nice to meet John and Ben face to face. We've, you know, they've been supporters of ours for forever. We've been supporters of theirs. Mm-hmm. They've been great friends to Carrie and I, even though we've never met face to face, we've never spoken on the phone. they're wonderful people and great friends. They've, you know, they've done so much for us, and we appreciate it so much. I mean,
yeah.
Well,
everybody, I know you thanked people already
yes,
on you and Dave's podcast,
all of our fans and friends that
you're always
to
the
us
one and, that has to go on Facebook and like say stuff. So I'm going to use this opportunity for me to be the one to say thank you
yes.
to everyone
yes.
for all the nice things that you said and
yes.
all the messages and all
they
that. You guys are great.
They were very much,
I know,
they're very well appreciated.
You know, it's just, I don't know. It doesn't help, you know, he's gone, but
right,
it just,
right.
it's nice.
It's
you know.
Nice to know that we have. It's nice to know that.
And I'm sorry that they always have to hear like.
I know.
I mean, we really truly have like the worst luck. I think of people sometimes, or like just like the worst. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. it's really cool to me that we just doing the you know the silly podcast that we do or all the review stuff
I
that
still
we do that
and like people actually listen to this. I mean,
well,
I still haven't wrapped my head around that
yeah.
people actually listen and care and like
it's really cool that we've entertained so many people and given so many people you know either help in their marriages, which is really weird to hear, but we have with you know spouses trying to understand why the
still don't understand
what the
really.
Spouse collects and
I support it a little more than I did when we started, but
yes.
I just.
it's really cool to me that we've entertained so many people and touched so many people's lives in that way that, you know, when something like that happens, they reach back out to us and, you know.
It was nice.
It was very nice. It was very much appreciated, especially during those first couple days. It was really cool to see people comment.
Well,
and
making little, you know, collages with this picture,
God,
which
yes.
we can't. We cannot look at his pictures right now.
No, we can't look at his pictures right now. It's still too hard on us. So, I know Friday we were working and I'm on my Facebook page at lunch, and I was doing something, and Carrie had posted this really beautiful poem. It's like over the Rainbow Bridge, as with his picture. And of course, I'm dumb, so I'm like, I'm gonna read this poem again for the 40th time.
Oh my
time.
God, I can't.
I'm gonna look at his picture
rough.
Again. Oh, I'm in
yeah,
tears.
Yeah.
I'm like, I IMed her. I'm like, so I'm up here bawling.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know.
Well, and like I said,
it's Friday for us.
It'll be weird to film episodes without him.
It
will
last.
Be. Like the first year that we were doing them, he didn't really he didn't care that much.
No.
But the last, I don't know how many last 10 episodes we did.
10 or 15.
He always wanted to be up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, at first I was like, ugh, get down.
Yeah.
What are you doing? But then we just kind of were like, just let him. He's not
yeah,
hurting
just,
anything.
He's not
and now,
hurting
now I'm so thankful that we have those. Not that
yeah.
I don't know when I'm ever going to be able to watch them, but
yeah.
just to have that on video and
yeah.
see him. And
we have a ton of video of him, but to have that stuff is really cool
yeah.
too. So, plus, people. That's part of the reason why a lot of people reached out is because they became fans of Collection Expansion.
Right.
And actually, he had his own little fan base, which was kind of cute. So
he was a good dog.
He was a good dog. He was a good boy. He had a good life. So
yeah, he
But again, thank you to all of you, and yes, especially thank you. Especially thank you to our sponsors.
I know I always
John
make you like have to thank people. I'm always like, go on Facebook and thank people. I can't do it, but I'm thank you very much.
Yeah, and of course, thank you to our sponsors, John and Ben, for hanging in with us. I know that you know our shows are sometimes Married to the Collection is very sporadic, depending on what Carrie and I are able to do.
Well, it just seems like
much more so than Dave, because Dave and I can sit down every week and belt out a podcast and find stuff to talk about, whereas us, it's like we have to talk to one another. I don't know.
Let's do an episode where we just talk about my dad being sick. I mean, you know, it's like you know, I mean, let's talk about the dog.
We try to keep Married to the Collection about Carrie and I's lives as well as the collection that amasses downstairs. Yeah. So
we ventured out finally. So
we did.
You came home from Toy Man today, and I was like, hey, what do you think about doing a podcast today? Yeah. And like, we went out yesterday, and I love that store. We can talk about, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Nice little surprise for people, maybe.
There you
go. We always try to do one around Christmas, I think.
We do. We kind of missed it during Christmas and a lot too much going on, and this is kind of our hello and welcome back. Of course, we'll be back to our semi-regular schedule come the springtime once the weather really warms up around here in Illinois, which is usually around March.
A little bit,
right before Easter. We should be back out and about and jaunting and stuff, so it's... It'd be kind of cool this year because we, you know, Chase did not like car rides. He's not a fan of them.
Not so much. Dash. No, he just falls asleep.
Yeah.
Usually he'd fall asleep no matter where we were going usually.
And Dash loves car rides, but we could never take them places with us because Chase was a grumpy little butthole and we were always afraid he was going to pee on somebody's stuff or try to bite someone or just bark and growl and... Yeah. That's no fun. Whereas Dash is...
Well, plus trying to go somewhere with two dogs is a lot to handle.
Yeah.
You know?
Dash now this year will get to... he'll journey with us to some of the flea markets we go to and journey with us on some of the trips.
Well, we can just carry him a lot. He's tiny. We can just carry him. And he loves people.
Oh, my
and
God,
he,
yes.
I don't think I've heard him bark, like, in the last few months.
You know, you do every once in a while, but...
He very rarely barks. He'll be good to take out.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
We'll have to see how
that
goes.
It'll be a lot of fun. So, we'll be back to our semi-regular programming back in probably March or April. At the March at the earliest, April the latest. But we will be back with more shows this year. Didn't want anyone to think
hopefully you're all woohoo happy.
Yeah, hopefully. Thank you, gang, for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us. And we will be back here real soon with an all episode. So until then, gang, take care.
The thoughts, opinions, and nerd rants are solely those of your hosts and do not represent those of our sponsors.